Home. Stories from New New Zealanders. By Kate Paris. Photographs by Stacey Simpkin. A big move. When I was 9, my family moved from a small town in the South Island to a small town in the North Island. As our ferry headed out to sea, Dad told me to wave goodbye. He said that I wouldn't see the South Island again for a long time. That's when it sunk in. This wasn't just another holiday. I knew the North Island well. My favourite aunties and uncles lived there. My grandparents too. But I grew up in the South Island. It was my home. Now I'm a teacher in Auckland. Every year, my school welcomes students who have moved much further than I did. I've always wondered what it must be like to leave your home and move to a faraway country. How did those students manage such an enormous change? Anne. Anne lived with her mum and little sister near Cape Town in South Africa. In 2017, her mum decided they should move to New Zealand. She wanted to give her daughters a better chance of going to university. I was excited to move to New Zealand, but I didn't want to leave my friends and family behind in danger, says Anne. There's a lot of violence in South Africa, and Anne's family were often scared. Life in South Africa was tough, but moving to New Zealand had its own challenges. Anne knew nothing about her new country. She was scared that her English wouldn't be good enough. But the people she met helped her settle in. Her neighbour was also from South Africa, and the kids at her new school were very kind. They were just always there, supporting me, telling me everything would be all right. Anne soon found a lot to like about her new home. The schools in New Zealand are better than in South Africa. There's quite a lot of racism in South African schools. There are more opportunities here, and the environment is very beautiful. Anne and her family still miss South Africa. To remind them of home, every Wednesday they have a braai, a kind of barbecue where you cook food on a fire. And on Saturdays, the tradition is to cook sisters. My nana's 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 nana started it. Cook sisters are balls of dough that are cooked and then dipped in syrup, a bit like a donut. Anne's cooking teacher, Mr. Caldwell, often begs her to bring them to class. Mahibala. Mahibala arrived in New Zealand as a refugee in 2015. His dad died in Pakistan in 2011, and the fighting there made his mum and younger siblings want to leave. Mahibala was only 9 when he left Pakistan. He'd never heard of New Zealand before, and he couldn't speak English. Thankfully, there were people who spoke Urdu, his native language, at the Mangere Refugee Resettlement Centre, MRRC. The MRRC helps refugees get ready for life in New Zealand. With their help, Mahibala learnt to speak English in a month. It took a while for Mahibala to adjust to the many changes. Some of the things he loved about Pakistan didn't happen in his new neighbourhood. After school in Pakistan, all the children go outside and play cricket. No one plays here. There were also people from lots of different cultures at his new school, cultures he hadn't encountered in Pakistan. The MRRC helped Mahibala prepare for school in New Zealand so he knew what to do. He even found some similarities. They didn't play cricket, but at least they had football. Mahibala uses an online messenger to keep in touch with his friends in Pakistan. He misses his old home and wishes people in New Zealand knew more about Pakistan's culture and history. When he's older, Mahibala hopes to spend time in both countries, working as a police officer in New Zealand and returning to Pakistan for holidays. Diana. Diana moved to Auckland in 2017 from Malaysia in Samoa. One of her uncles lives in New Zealand and he offered to adopt her. It was an exciting but difficult decision for Diana to make. She wanted to come to New Zealand to get a good education, but she didn't know much about her new country. "I miss my mum and my dad and my family," she says. Diana's uncle and auntie helped her to feel more at home. She moved into a room that another uncle once lived in. They decorated it with pink curtains so it would feel more like her own. On her first day at school, Diana remembers feeling very scared. She didn't know what to expect. In Samoan schools, if you're talking and distracting people, you get in heaps of trouble. She also didn't know any people in her class, but then she met Hannah. Diana was lucky. She had already learnt to speak English in Samoa, and the two girls quickly became friends. School is now one of Diana's favourite things about New Zealand. Growing up in Alaysa has influenced Diana's view of life in her new country. People in New Zealand know more, and they're rich. They spend money on things they don't need. But not everything is different. Church is the same. Tarot is the same. Every day when Diana's cousin comes home, Diana borrows her laptop and goes online. "Then I talk with my mum and my family." She still has friends in Samoa, and she has plans to go back for the holidays soon. Alaysa will always be her first home. Bakaldi was born in Kenya. After staying in Teria, in Sierra Leone, he and his mum, five brothers and three sisters all moved to New Zealand. He already had an auntie who lived here, and she wanted her family to come too. Bakaldi was still quite young when they moved. He doesn't remember much about life in Africa, except that it was hot. There were lots of little things that surprised Bakaldi on his first day in New Zealand. "We went to my cousin's house and we stayed with him. They had stairs. I hadn't seen stairs before." He also found it strange watching his baby brother and cousin playing with toys. They didn't have many toys in Africa. Bakaldi knew only a little English before he arrived. This made going to school and reading books especially hard. The friendliness of his teachers and classmates made a big difference. "They treated me well. I walked into my new classroom and there were students playing and laughing, and my new teacher taught me to play with them." New Zealand is a long way from Africa, but some things are familiar. Eid al-Fitr, Eid, is a religious holiday that marks the end of Ramadan, a holy month for Muslims. It's celebrated by Muslim people around the world, including in New Zealand and parts of Africa. Bakaldi always looks forward to Eid. He enjoys doing some of the same things that he and his family did in Africa. Brave journeys. Māori first arrived in New Zealand more than 700 years ago, Since then, people from all around the world have travelled thousands of kilometres to live here. More brave young people make this journey every day, and talking with them can teach us a lot. How could you help the new New Zealanders that you meet? Glossary. Refugee. A person who has been forced to leave their country because of war, danger, or a natural disaster.